Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour call. My name is Lisa, and I'll be your coordinator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following this presentation, we'll pause and conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please press star zero, and the coordinator will be pleased to assist you. I'd also like to remind that this conference is being recorded. And now it's my pleasure in turning the presentation over to your host for today, Tracy Gatstick. Please go ahead, Tracy.
Good afternoon, Wessex Route. I hope everybody is well. You'll be very pleased to know that I'm limited in time because I'm doing a working at Hive briefing for the inner DU, and they've given me leave of absence for 20 minutes to do this. So, without further ado, I will go through the items on the blog, and then I want to talk about or update everybody on the Wessex Safety Improvement Programme. If you have any questions to ask, please do so at the end, because it's a very lonely place doing the safety hour if you don't get any feedback. So, safety hour attendance across the route last week was at 81%, which is really good. We did struggle a few months ago to hit the target of 67%, but I'm pleased to say that most people are getting in the safety hour groove, and it will be continuing, the safety hour. It's one of the big things that we will be continuing throughout the year. So if you have any top tips on how to make it more interesting, then send us an email. Hopefully within the next couple of months we're going to have a program manager in place with some new ideas on how to do stuff inside the safety hour across the route. So 81%, well done. Close calls raised. Now, close calls raised were 74 last week. There's an improved target of 130. Because we weren't making the target given to us last year by the corporate body. And although there is a target, we repeat, there are not individual targets for people or teams across the route. The management team of Wessex made a really grown-up decision not to enforce targets on everybody, but it would be nice to hit the corporate target. So, if you can think of any bright ideas to report close calls and close them out would be pretty useful as well, because the second target is associated with closing close calls out. So, keep on going. Come up with some new innovative ideas. But the important thing about close calls is when you get into the close call groove is they are things that would cause loss or pain, effectively, to an individual, rather than some of the random things that come through. So if you can solve it at source, that's really useful. We've got a target of 80% to close out within 90 days. That is a pretty good target, to be honest, because there's no point in raising a whole load of close calls for them just to sit in the system. Yes, we've raised millions, but no, we haven't done anything about it. 79%, a bit below target last week. It is important to note, though, some of the big things that need solving on this route aren't close calls. They're probably more faults. And some take a lot more time, energy, and money to solve. We will get there eventually, but it takes some time. So that's the close call raised and close in 90 days stats for last week. Obviously, the next bit on the log is to do with incidents and accidents last week. And actually, up until 24 hours ago, we've been doing really well for this time of year for accidents. So the only two that happened inside last week was associated with a driving accident. where one of our number was, interestingly enough, driving a rail flatbed transit through a tight section of road, and as he did so, the safety fall arrest system on the back, being slightly wider than the lorry width, knocked an oncoming lorry's window, causing damage to the outer housing. Interesting scenario. There is something about can your vehicle get through the width of the road you're trying to drive down, and remembering you've got kit on the back. But I'm sure the line management will look into all those things associated with that road traffic accident. The second one on this list, signal with team leader tightening bolt with a hand ratchet, section of points, lost purchase with the bolt, and his right hand was deeply cut on a point picking when it slipped. He was wearing gloves at the time, but clearly that didn't stop the injury. And I think anybody who's been on the end of a ratchet, if you do get to that scenario, it bloody hurts. So in an ideal, you would be tightening the bolt and you would not be in a position where it would slip. But on this occasion, it did. I would suggest, though, the wearing of the right PPE gloves would minimise the damage an injury suffered. And the third incident on here is to do with a Cat A SPAD. Now, that's on the 23rd of the 2nd. The interesting thing about this, and I don't normally pay that much attention to SPADs, driver not reacting to poor weather conditions, where the strong winds combined with the rain led to the rails being slippery. Last week, we did have some horrendous conditions. A lot of high wind and rain, and I know the guys did really well to keep the railway running last week because there were some major problems. So well done, chaps. Appreciation. So that's the information on the blog. There is also an IP Southern Home Safe report there, which has got some gory pictures in. I've got to do a plump for the air safety workshop. So there are posters associated with this, 10 o'clock a.m., 10 o'clock p.m., I think, are the times. And they start off on the 15th at Woking and continue. I think the last one is on the 4th or 5th of April. So please get booked in. Days and nights. Nights are more fun. Come and see us. The three main workshops plus some sideshows, and you will get to meet the executives who turn up and talk to us as they kick off. So, yeah, don't miss it. Besides that, I spent hours organising something, so, you know, I want to make sure I reach as many people as possible, and so are the other two sections as well. So, our safety workshops, get yourself booked in. The last thing I want to talk about today is something called the Wessex Safety Improvement Group. Now, probably just over a year ago, when the lost time accidents were significantly high, something called the Wessex Safety Improvement Group was invented. And this was a number of section managers, primarily some safety advisors, some health and safety reps. And a quick plump for the health and safety reps, if anybody wants to be one, don't be shy, contact me or contact AJ Yates and get a constituency and join the gang. We could always do with some good safety reps, TSSA or RMT, I don't mind which. So, Wessex Safety Improvement Programme, it started off with only 21 projects. It's got whittled down now to something a bit more manageable. I thought I'd just mention these so people would be aware that some of this stuff was still ongoing. So the first one is access points. Now, a whole lot of work has been done on creating a website and doing surveys. So we've got an all-singing, all-dancing, web-based access point database. That's in the latter stages of trial. Darren Toyota did a whole lot of work on that, and it looks quite good. So that will probably not be up and running for another 6, maybe 8 weeks. So just you are aware that there will be, and it has progressed quite nicely, a database with a whole load of photographs and information about access gates. A second project associated with the Wessex Safety Improvement Group was assurance and access planning. Hugh Margaret has got that, works for Ops. A lot of this was about making sure we plan better, we have an assurance capability, and we try and improve A, how we plan, but B, how that works at the point of delivery. So it's a bit vague, I know, but one of the things I know he was looking at was putting recording devices on causes so we could understand exactly how we could improve with information gone from the point of delivery, so what the guys are doing on the ground. So that's ongoing as well. The third one, the third project is mine, which is planning of manual handling. Manual handling being the second cause of most of the injuries, and we picked one up last night. Some chap got injured moving stressing kit. And my intention is to identify the top 21 manual handling activities, which is which cause more injuries than anything else. And I've got the top 21. Look at those and see how we can best do them better. Look at external industries to see how they do things. And then working with an H2 team who have got a national manual handling project to see how we can get better kit, better planning, redesign equipment, and some other things to minimise the risk associated with manual handling. And the one we've got coming out shortly that the S&Ts will be glad to hear about is a bit of kit with wheels that you put level crossing batteries into. Now, I'm waiting for the video on that, and it's going through product acceptance, but that will be a big win for those guys. Next project on this list is the Safe Theft Programme. Now this one, although Roger Stevens from Work Delivery is the programme manager for this, this is really tricky because as we know where we've got problems with safe theft is, it's about embankments, it's about a lot of engineering solutions are necessary rather than an easy fix. So Roger is identifying a whole load of places that we really can improve our safe setters. Working with projects to come onto our infrastructure and don't leave it in the best way they could do. Making sure we've got scrap clearance program up and running again, and I think it went into decline, but I think it's back in play. So that major scrap clearance problem. And all those type things. Now, there is no conclusion to that one because effectively, safe setters will take all the money you can throw at it. So, and he has got a limited budget. So he's prioritising how to work through all those things to improve safe setters, but we need to be realistic about what we can achieve. So any more information or any suggestion on how to help him, Roger Stevens would be eternally grateful. penultimate project inside this, Ian Gibb is doing something called driver training. Now, he's managed to get some funding to improve driver training. This is about upgrading risk awareness, enhancement of your driving capability by looking at the world slightly differently. And I know, you know, the male of the species and their ego, they always think they are brilliant drivers. Trust me, everybody can improve. So he's doing very well on that, and I'm sure some dates will come out for driving courses in the next couple of weeks, if they're not already out there. The dates, not the driving courses, I think. So look out for those, and if you've got any line managers who think somebody would like to go on these, please put them forward. It is really useful, and you'll find life's a lot easier when you've got good drivers driving your people around, because it's very stressful as a passenger of somebody who's a crap driver. Trust me, I have seen that. And the last one on this improvement program is looking at the quality of level one investigation. Steve Corey is doing that. He's got a whole lot of good things down here, but one of them is getting an appropriate level one investigation course up and running. He's progressed that, and it should be available in the next month or so. Maybe I'm being optimistic. Because those level one forms are not easy to do. But what I would stress with anybody doing an investigation into somebody's injury is, how can we write more about a broken cable than we do about an injury to one of our staff? Maybe I'm doing an injustice to some people there, but you understand my point. So, with that in mind, and Andy Malcolm requiring me elsewhere, I'll close down. Any questions, Lisa?
Certainly, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. So again, it's star then one, record your name and press the hash key. If you change your mind, decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. We'll just pause for a few seconds to see if any questions do come through. Question for you, and it's from
Ian Gibb.
Mr. Gibb.
Ah, this is Cass.
Okay.
Tracy, just two small points. You mentioned about the driver's awareness courses that's running, so thank you for promoting that for me. They are starting on the 27th of March, and they're already listed on Oracle, so anybody wanting to get their staff on one can go through that route. And it's just a little clarification also, Trace. I think, Greg, and I heard you say the start times for the safety workshops were 10 o'clock. We were led to believe that they had brought that forward to 09:30 and 21:30 respectively. I think you'll find that is correct if you want to subject.
No, I beg your superior knowledge, Ian. I think you're probably right. I'm an old woman, goes now and again.
I'm looking at a poster that we're promoting around the workshop down in Eastleigh at the moment, and that's the time it's got, Trace.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I agree. So,
09:14.
Yeah, everyone needs to be aware. 9:30, 09:30, and not 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your question. Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you have any questions or comments, please press star then one, record your name after the prompt, and press the hash key. Okay, Tracy, I have no further questions for you at this moment in time.
That's fine, Lisa. Thank you very much, and thank you, Wessex.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. That concludes today's conference call.